Catholic vitamins.
Take four. Okay.
I can't do this.
Okay.
Cut it. Catholic vitamins. Vitamin U, and it's not for understand.
It's not unequaled.
It's not unchurched.
It's
unexpected. And our guest has risen from the dead.
And this is episode 50.
Wow.
50. Hey.
Wow.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, here we are. It's Blooper Central. We're glad to be back with you. It's Deacon Tom.
And Dee.
And you know, with us, lots of times things are unexpected.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
This is our 50th episode.
Hey, how awesome is that?
Can you believe we got here already?
I think I heard Lisa Hendy say she was up to 156.
I know. We have a long way to go to catch up to all of our favorite people. Anyhow, well, speaking of unexpected.
Yes.
We hear from a lot of our listeners, some frequently.
Yes.
And every now and then we get one that is unexpected.
We got one today, didn't we?
We got one. Can I read it?
Please.
Deacon Tom and Dee, thank you for what you're doing. Catholic Vitamins has recharged my soul and faith here in Walker, Louisiana, which is 20 miles east of Baton Rouge. I just received my iPhone in April. Playing around with my phone, somehow, by luck, I found your podcast and downloaded it to my phone about 3 weeks ago. My first podcast.
How awesome is that?
And I almost overdosed on Catholic Vitamins.
Uh-oh.
I listened to all your podcasts from A, Adoration, to S, Saints in 2 weeks. It felt like an eternity to wait a week for vitamin T. Testimony. Again, thank you. And then he took a stab at the U vitamin.
Uh-huh.
Understand.
I am so sorry.
Not right.
After that nice email, too.
Oh, this is from Michael Perrin. Michael, that was so nice. I'm so glad you found this. And he also wants to be in his name in the drawing for the Michael James Meddy download card.
Well, Michael, bless you. Thank you. You've made our day and our week. What a beautiful email. And speaking of Michael James Meddy, those of you who missed our prior show, we are offering four download cards, a drawing for four download cards, one to each name that we pull from a basket, and that'll be running through the end of the month. And the name of the album is Always What I Need, and on the prior show last week, we played three of his songs, had some nice feedback, and we invite you to go back and listen to that show. If you would like to be entered for that drawing, send us an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com or feedback phone 206-350-3789.
And just say
Michael James.
Yep.
Well, let's see. We got a couple things that we can just briefly talk about. We spent some time with two daughters and six
grandchildren.
That was down.
That was the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is we spent that time with them down in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, and it was oppressive.
Oh,
it was like 110.
It was just terrible.
Can't take that heat.
I felt like a piece of wilted lettuce. Oh, just terrible.
I think the one part that I enjoyed the most was when I was sitting in a cool movie theater with the three of our grandchildren.
Right. What else? We're getting ready to leave tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we're working on part of the podcast early because we're leaving tomorrow to go to Tucson for a deacon convocation.
And the wives are included in this.
Yep. And so a convocation is like some training and a little pep work. Yeah. And I think our bishop may come to visit with us.
He usually does, yeah.
Sure.
This has been a busy week. I mean, we had the 2 days in the valley with the family, and then we came home, and the very next day we had a couple from Texas, old friends of ours, who came and spent the night, and they just left this morning after we went to Mass and had breakfast with them, and then we turn around the next day and take off again.
Busy, busy, busy. So we have some unexpected things to talk about in this show. One of them is, as Dee said earlier, someone who's risen from the dead. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Peggy Bowes, and I'm the author of The Rosary Workout, published by Bezalel Books at www.rosaryworkout.com. I did have something very unexpected happen to me this week. My husband and my family and I have been praying for almost a year to help us find some land to build a home on in our newest location. We've just moved, and we have not found anything suitable. And finally, just this week, the most beautiful piece of land became available, and it's exactly what we wanted. And what's really interesting about this land is that it also answered two other prayers that I've been praying for. So God works in very mysterious ways, but he knows our needs, and he met them so beautifully, answering three prayers with one sudden revelation. And I'm so grateful to God and to Saint Joseph, who is my patron for our frequent buying and selling of homes that are involved with our military career. Thank you, and God bless. Goodbye.
Well, our show today, dear, is Catholic Vitamin U, standing for unexpected. Thanks. You know, you and I can testify to people that we've been through some rocky times in our marriage, and that it has blossomed since then and grown. And what did we do this weekend?
We repeated our vows.
Yeah, we did.
In front of the bishop.
At the deacon convocation down in Tucson, we repeated our vows happily. I couldn't look at Dee. Sounds kind of unusual, but I knew I would get emotional if I looked at her. And I also repeated my vows as a deacon. Continuing on with the idea of unexpected, you know, Dee, some years ago, many, many years ago, we dropped in on a parish in Ocala, Florida.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Sort of unexpectedly. We chose this church and decided we were going to go. It was near where we lived, and we were going to go.
Try it.
Because we had not been going to church.
No, we hadn't. And so as check-in, check-out Catholics, we went in. And 2 years later, we left that parish, sadly, but with great love for our faith and the church, and with thanks to God and Father Patrick J. O'Doherty. May the Lord bless him. And continuing on with unexpected as our theme for today, dear, the whole sequence of events surrounding the
Steubenville, the Rockies youth conference that we went to about a month ago.
In Denver.
In Colorado.
We helped with 1,800 young people. It was a blessed and holy experience. We wound up taking a young teen from our parish, and it was good for her too. And we believe that was totally unexpected and so blessed that we feel God's hand was on it. And then
we met somebody there.
Yeah, we did. We did. And that's where we are now in our show. We met a young man. His name is Joseph. And dear friends, he's back from the dead. Our next guest on Catholic Vitamins is a young gentleman who has a most unusual story. Our vitamin for today is Catholic Vitamin U, unexpected. We know that God can do totally unexpected and powerful things in our lives if we but surrender and if we believe. So let me introduce Joseph to everyone. Joseph, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you, Deacon Tom.
So before we get into your amazing story, let's begin with you telling us about your family of origin and your childhood years.
Well, Deacon Tom, I am 23 this year. I am a seminarian for the Archdiocese of Denver, a native of Denver, Colorado, and I have a Vietnamese background. I was born and raised on March 5th, 1987, in a Vietnamese family, raised in the Vietnamese culture to the point where I didn't speak English until I was the age of 14.
Wow.
It was a quick and easy language to pick up, I guess most people say. So I apologize for the accent if I have any there.
Hardly at all.
But I learned English at the age of 14, raised up very deeply rooted into the Vietnamese culture and the Vietnamese environment, and currently going to and pray to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Denver, ministering to the Vietnamese people.
Wonderful. So were you born Catholic?
I was born and raised Catholic into a Catholic family.
Okay. And siblings? What do you have for siblings?
Siblings, I have one older brother, one older sister, and one younger brother.
Okay. And your folks, are they still with us?
My folks are still here. We all live in Lakewood, Colorado. We've been at the same location for about 20 years now.
Wonderful. Okay. So you already explained that you're a seminarian, and that's awesome. I promise as a result of our time together that we will pray for you on your journey towards the priesthood, God willing. Have you had any major episodes of strong increase in your faith, or were you away from the faith any?
Well, as of right now, currently, I am the assistant director of liturgy for Steubenville of the Rockies, helping out with the annual conference put on by the Archdiocese of Denver and Steubenville University in Ohio. This is my third year as partaking of this conference. And fourth year partaking of this conference. 4 years ago, I had a hard time about going to Mass and praying about just acknowledging that the Lord was present. I have always been a server, an altar server at Mass. Before I entered seminary, I was serving Mass for 13 years. During that time, it would always be, I'm there just because I have to be there, not because I wanted to be at the Mass. I've always wanted to, just be at the altar because I always got a seat in the church.
Okay.
I always got a seat, always got a place to kneel. I never had to worry about finding a seat at the last minute. I had to deal with the heat, but as long as I have a seat, I'm happy.
There you go. All right, well, in the interest of not holding you too long and not holding back your story, what I heard when you and I first met and spent a little bit of time together was a most unusual story. I think you may have said in the early moments of it that you have a death certificate with your name on it and that it's been signed by two doctors. And our vitamin for today, our Catholic vitamin, is unexpected, you. This was a most unexpected story. So why don't you share with our listeners what happened?
Well, Deacon Tom, as you mentioned, is October 1st, 2009, I was admitted to the hospital with the H1N1 virus.
H1N1, yes, yes.
Which is the swine flu virus. I was also admitted because of pneumonia and the seasonal flu. October 1st, when I first was admitted, I had no signs of the H1N1. Everything came back negative.
Mm.
The only positive signs was I had the common cold of the year, and I had pneumonia, which the doctors thought it was very treatable. I continued to go on. Later on that evening, I went into a coma.
Oh, my.
The doctors could not figure out why a common cold and pneumonia put me into a coma. I was in this comatose stage for 32 days.
Oh, wow.
On October 7th, at 9:57 a.m., two doctors pronounced me dead. In the state of Colorado, there is a law that you have to have three a necessary requirements if you are considered alive. One, having a brain activity.
Okay.
Two, having a breathing, being able to breathe. And three, having a heart rate above 40 beats per minute. When I was pronounced dead, if you are missing two of the three requirements to be considered alive, and two doctors sign your death certificate, you are officially pronounced dead.
Oh, my.
On October 7th, as I said, at 9:57 a.m., I was pronounced dead because I had no brain activity and I was not breathing. I had a heart rate of 17 beats per minute, which did not meet the requirements of surviving.
So what I remember of you telling me this story earlier is that the doctors were ready to disconnect everything, and your parents said, no, leave you on the machines. Tell us the rest of what happened.
Correct. The doctors wanted to take me off life support that evening just to be able to save financially, as many of the listeners probably here know, is medically, financially, is not very cheap nowadays.
Sure.
So my parents stuck their foot down and said, no, we want him on the ventilator. We want him on life support. The doctor said, okay, we'll put you on life support. Eventually, they started praying with the intercession of a Vietnamese cardinal. His name is Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. He was a cardinal and an archbishop of Saigon, which is South Vietnam.
Right, right.
He was in prison for 13 years, suffered with cancer himself, and then passed away in 2002. But he got involved in my life because he spent time in prison with my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
During this time spending in prison, the cardinal was able to give my grandfather his episcopal ring, the bishop's ring.
I see.
And still to today, the bishop's ring has been part of our family and is currently with me right now.
So the setting is that you were in this virtually non-alive state, at least by legal definition. Your parents had said no, leave him on life support, and they were praying to the late Cardinal Bishop.
Yes, the Cardinal Bishop.
And again, his name is?
Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan.
Okay.
And through his intercession during my comatose stage, I was able to receive two visions from him during this time.
Wow.
One of the visions is, of course, let go, let marry.
Let go, let marry.
Just a few words, four words. Oh. Let go, let marry.
Awesome, okay.
Second one is that ring will be put to use one day.
My heavens, isn't that beautiful?
Yes. You know, and through his intercession, after 32 days being in a comatose stage, I opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes for the first time after 32 days, of course, having muscle atrophy, I could not walk. The doctors told me because of my tracheotomy, I would never be able to speak ever again. Prove them wrong.
Yes, yes. Welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Yes, I proved them wrong. The doctors allotted for 4 weeks of rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. I was only in rehab for 6 days.
Wow, awesome. So imagine the surprise, the delight, the tears, the joy of your family members mm-hmm. when you opened your eyes mm-hmm. and started to come back from mm-hmm. the dead, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Yes. The doctors, they, of course, in October said that, you know, this is going to be a sad holiday for you. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving,
right.
Christmas, New Year's. Unfortunately, guess what? I was able to spend Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's with my parents.
Awesome. Awesome.
It was a blessing. And thanks be to God for this great gift I was able to receive.
Amen. Amen. Well, listeners to Catholic Vitamins, I've been working with Joseph. He is a wonderful young man and gives me great hope and others great hope for his future as a priest, God willing. How much longer do you have in the seminary?
I still have 5 more years.
5 more years. Okay, well, we'll be in prayer for you. And Joseph, I want to say thank you so very much
Deacon.
for being a guest on Catholic Vitamins.
Deacon Tom, thank you very much. And for the listeners out there, I would love to say a few words for a quote that the late Cardinal mentioned to me, and hopefully it would be inspiring to you.
Please.
His quote is, "Suffering is a heavy burden if in fear you avoid it. However, remember, suffering is always a sweet reward if in love you accept it."
God bless. That's just wonderful. Once again, Joseph has been our guest on Catholic Vitamins, and we thank you so very much.
Great. Thank you very much, Deacon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Hello, Deacon Tom and Dee. This is Sean from the Catholic Roundup. You asked me about unexpected events. Now, recently, our family put our tent trailer behind our 8-year-old van and drove from our home about 1,000 miles to Boston to the CNMC. So there we were, heading out of Fonda, New York, where we had gone to the Blessed Kateri Shrine, driving down I-90 toward Boston in New York State, and our brand new cell phone rang. It was Father Jay Finelli, the iPadre, and he said, "If my estimates are right, you guys should be on I-90 heading towards Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and you need to stop at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy." Well, we were 10 minutes away from the Shrine of the Divine Mercy.
And he also said, "Nancy, type the Shrine of Divine Mercy into your GPS." And I don't think we even told him we had a GPS.
We just typed that address into the GPS, and about 15 minutes later, we're enjoying this beautiful shrine and this beautiful time of prayer and reflection. And they were even doing confessions, so we got to go to reconciliation. So that's an example of an unexpected faith experience when traveling. We had a similar experience heading home from Boston the following week. We were driving north from Boston up I-89 through Vermont, and we stopped at a traveler center, and my lovely daughter Sarah got a bunch of brochures, and we got to make a different kind of pilgrimage.
We went to Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream Factory.
And it was a wonderful tour, and it was
yummy!
The takeaway for me is that when we're traveling, we've learned to embrace the unexpected and to revel in the stops along the way on the journey and not just be focused on our destination. Thank you very much, Tom and Dee.
Well, thanks, Sean and Sarah, for the unexpected news and events in your lives. Sounds really neat. Jean Holman said, "Dear Deacon Tom and Dee, I've been a listener to your program for almost 2 full alphabets now and really appreciate the uplift that your speakers give to my faith walk. I was especially excited when I heard you read my brother Jim Baker's email on the Vitamin O program. I didn't hear the show until I returned from his wedding in Colorado, which was so beautiful, and I'm so happy to be have a new sister-in-law and niece and expand our family. Recently on the Vitamin T show, you offered a free download of the music, Always What I Need. I would love to have that, as I've always loved the song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. So please enter my name into your drawing. And I would also like to take a guess at the U vitamin. Could it be Understand? Sorry. With love in Christ, your Arizona neighbor from the Red Rock country, Jean Holman." Thank you so very much. It's a wonderful email. Glad to hear from you. And we will put your name into the appropriate baskets.
Right. And I have one more email here. It came from Jackie Whiteside. We've heard from her before. And she was thanking us for the wonderful CD. That would be Brian Murdaugh's CD that we mailed out. She said, "As usual, your episodes are wonderful, and I really enjoyed listening to them all at one time." She had to catch up after vacation.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "I felt even closer to you than I usually do from one episode. As always, thanks for producing Catholic Vitamins. I appreciate all the episodes and always amazed and inspired by the topics that you cover. I especially like the new Jewish Roots feature. I actually downloaded the music from Fiddler on the Roof today after listening to the snippets of your episode. And then she sent a picture because they were at the Grand Canyon.
I looked at the pictures and I was so glad to meet them photographically, she and her children. So thank you for sending that.
And since she mentioned our Jewish roots?
Yes, two things. First, I want to say to her that if she comes to Arizona, she could join our group that we're putting together for the Fiddler on the Roof movie night. Remember, we've been to work on
that's
that.
That's right.
That'll take place sometime here in the fall. And then the other thing is that we are going to have a Jewish Roots segment with Cheryl. Here she is.
Greetings to everyone. This is Cheryl Deco, author of Our Jewish Roots, and I'm here today to give a minute or two on the letter U. And certainly we're getting into an interesting part of the alphabet where I'm being challenged a little bit more, but it's fun. I decided today for the letter U to give a Jewish roots perspective on Uriah. And this is somebody who we know probably about him, but maybe don't know him by name. Uriah is the soldier who was married to Bathsheba, who David sent to battle because David was infatuated with and essentially in love with Bathsheba, and so he wanted to get Uriah out of the way. It's just a real soap opera. I always think we don't need soap operas. We don't need to watch them on TV because really we can look through some scripture and see that there's some pretty heavy-duty stuff going on in there. But anyhow, so I picked Uriah for a number of reasons. I certainly feel bad for him because essentially he's a pawn, and even after the result of this and he gets killed in battle and we see that David has this rise to prominence and fame and certainly has God's forgiveness in his role, so you kind of feel bad for Uriah who ended up succumbing to David's own will in pursuing Bathsheba. So what I wanted to look at this week is two things. As Catholics, we every day offer our day to God, and we want to be a pawn, so to speak. But Uriah makes me wonder, are we really willing to be that kind of a pawn? Are we really willing to give ourselves so completely to be a Uriah if God is asking us to do that? So that's the first thing I think I want us to go through this week, being very aware. How much are we really giving ourselves over? And the second, and I've talked about this before, is our own personal responsibility to one another. So Uriah makes us also ask ourselves this week, if we're in a David position, if we're in a power position, are we careful not to subject our own will onto circumstances and onto others who may be in a Uriah position? So today, as you go about your week, my Jewish roots contribution to the letter U is to bring an awareness of Uriah into your week and hopefully have you look at both sides of that picture. And so I ask you to go out into the week and have a blessed week and respond to God's call in all you do and say.
Thank you, dear Cheryl, for another interesting and helpful Our Jewish Roots segment.
Hey, we got some friends, some new friends.
Facebook and Twitter and Plurk, here we come.
Here we go. You got a new Plurk follower, Jim
Stretch Kalowich.
Facebook friends, Alice Hayden, Jody Mizucci, Susie Lloyd, James Potvin, Nicholas Santos, Diacono Carlos Morales.
Hello, dear Deacon.
Twitter followers, Mary Donaldson, Susan Fortin.
Free for Catholics.
I'm sorry, I lost my place there. iPadre, Shelley Kelly, Relevant Radio, Randy Beeler.
All right. Well, let's see what else is going on. Oh, I've got to let people know that we still have another week in our Michael James Metti download card giveaway. If you'd be interested in the music of Michael James Metti, wonderful music of Michael James Metti, the CD, the album that he's provided is Always What I Need. Just send us an email or call our voice feedback line and just put Michael James as the subject, and we'll give you an opportunity to be put in the basket, and then Dee will pull four names and we'll send the cards to you. The other thing that we're doing as a giveaway for another week is we have a number of copies of the wonderful book, Eucharistic Conversations with the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. This is from the organization Direction for Our Times, and they gave us a number of copies, and we're looking to give those away free to friends of Catholic Vitamins. So once again,
I said these would run till the end of the month, but next weekend we'll be close enough to the end of the month that I think we'll just go ahead and pick our winners.
Okay. Well, I think other than our, do you want to do the Vita Scrabble now?
I can do that.
Okay.
Vita Scrabble for next time will be vitamin V.
V like violin. Where's Violin Mama? We haven't heard from her in a long time.
That's right. But anyhow, V.
Uh-huh.
Ends in S.
All right.
And there's only six letters.
Oh, this should be pretty easy. Come on now. And I'm kind of anxious to bring that to you. And I do want to say that related to our special guest that we had on the interview, that seminarian Joseph, that they in the family have a special devotion to Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, or Nguyen, yeah. And he died in 2002, and his case has already been mounted for consideration for sainthood by the Church. And we would like to help spread that devotion. And so I put some information about him on our blog page. And I want to thank the seminarian Joseph for coming on as a special guest, in a sense, returning from the dead. So
you had one more thing there.
Oh, Jan Pitts. Jan wrote, I just listened to the podcast episode where you read something written by Father Eddie Doherty. I would love to get a copy or to know where I could get a copy. I would love to use it for prayer with my Franciscans. It has that essence to it. Peace. Signed, Jan. Okay, I'll respond to that. And if you folks are interested, go back a little ways. That was a good episode that we did.
And then we have one more unexpected audio segment.
Yeah, we do. This is very, very special. It touched our hearts, and we'd like to share that with you now.
Hi, Deacon Tom and Dee. This is Eve from Mike and Deaver Catholic. And Mike and I had the most amazing thing happen last week, and something that we feel could have only been brought about by God, but we'll let you and your listeners decide. My husband, Mike, has been out of work since July 1st of this year, and on top of constantly filling out applications and sending out resumes, he's been trying to bring in income by picking up odd jobs, such as painting houses. But as of 2 weeks ago, even those jobs had dried up. Last week, we were down to enough money to pay our tithe and purchase groceries for our family of eight. By faith, we put the money in the offering plate and bought the food. And we now had almost nothing, no way to pay our rent or any bills. And yet, we had a peace from God about the situation. On Monday, I decided I needed to call about a bill I had received from the city of a town that we used to live in. I was being charged for services I had not received and thought it best to resolve the issue face-to-face. I scheduled the appointment for 10 o'clock the next morning when the idea came to me that it would be wonderful to attend 9 a.m. Mass at the church that we used to attend. I mentioned it to Mike, and he said he would come if he hadn't been called for any work painting houses that day. The next morning, we and our five youngest children headed out of town to attend Mass, and then I would go to my scheduled appointment. And if Mike had had to work that morning, then we would not have gone to Mass. But God had a wonderful surprise in store for us. The priest of the church warmly greeted us and then stopped to speak with me after Mass. He asked how we were doing, and I said the usual, we're doing great, with a smile on my face. And I told him Mike's employment situation and that he'd had an interview the day before, so things were looking hopeful. I also mentioned that we had been blessed with great landlords who were understanding about our situation and willing to be flexible on when we could pay the rent. But beyond that, I didn't mention how dire our situation really was and was very positive about everything. Mike had taken the boys to the bathroom while I was speaking with Father. So when Mike came back, Father said, "Mike, I'd like to talk with you." The kids and I went outside to a prayer garden and sat before a statue of the Blessed Mother and prayed the Our Father and some Hail Marys. And about 10 minutes later, Mike came out of the church and we got everyone in the van. Then Mike turned to me with a stunned look on his face and asked me, he said, what did you tell Father? And I recounted to him how the conversation had gone. And when I was finished, Mike handed me a small slip of paper. It was from Father and a personal check for $1,000. I began to cry. God had known all along what we needed and how he was going to provide it. Mike is still looking for work, and we are still praying for God's perfect will and plan in that. With the gift from Father, we are getting through. God is truly Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. We have a peace in knowing that God knows what we need, and he will provide it in his time and in his own way. God bless you, Deacon Tom and Dee, and all of your listeners at Catholic Vitamin.
Well, that was dear Eve Mercer from Mike and Eve, our Catholic podcast. Mike and Eve have let us know that they're struggling a little bit, and we've been in prayer about them and for them, and we ask your prayers for them as well. And if you would like to reach out to them, I'm sure you can do that through their website. A wonderful Catholic couple and a wonderful family, and we're really sympathetic for the struggle that they're going through right now. Thank you for the beautiful share about God's unexpected love and help in your life.
I'm going to go out with a vitamin.
Okay.
But before that, I want to say thank you to all those who sent in other guesses like unchurched, understood, understand, unanswered, unleavened.
Those were all pretty good guesses.
Those were all good. Okay, my vitamin for this time. If we have faith in God, we must have faith in each other. Even the most evil among us has some redeeming feature. Faith will seek it out. And as usual, that comes from my little meditation calendar.
All right. Well, once again, as we wrap up, the vitamin next time is vitamin
V.
V. And
six letters,
and it ends in S, and we sure love to have you take a guess at it. And I think that's it for this show, isn't it, dear?
I think we've covered everything.
God's love is always present. How that works its way out in our lives can always be unexpected. We thank you for being with us.
Bye.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
This is our Lamb. This is God's firstborn Son. Given to man offered as oblation. This is our Lamb. This is salvation's sign. By the doorpost blood left slavery behind. And holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. And holy, holy,
is our covenant. This is the price once paid for us, the remnant. This is our Lamb, whose blood was shed. Led to be broken with thorns upon his head. And our Lamb.